greetings, gentle listener, and welcome to the next session of Espacito, the Esper Genesis-based podcast made by your friendly group of idiots. Thanks for listening today. We're getting close to the end of the season, or mid-season, or demi-season, however you'd like to call it. Yeah, things are wrapping up now. The gang's going to find out who's behind all of this. And thank you for coming along for the ride. If you could like, share, and spread the word about the podcast, that would be really appreciated. But if not, no worries at all. Sit back, relax, and watch us mess around and just get really belligerent while the bad guy just wants to monologue.
The episode start with delete all of this, Tom, and leave people wondering what we deleted. Who knows?
Even guessing.
Join our Patreon and find out.
Could have been an orgy. No one knows.
Yeah, the Patreon is just us watergating ourselves. just all the most incriminating shit. Would you like to blackmail the Esposito team? Well, join our Patreon.
You will get very little in return.
We will do anything to pay for our audiobook subscription.
Honestly, agree to pay for it for a year. You can get some fairly average dirt.
You can have our PIN numbers for that.
That doesn't seem like a good deal, if I'm perfectly honest.
Well, that's why you're not in charge of the Patreon.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And you made it well. In order for the Esposito corporate card.
Oh my god. Shall we start an Esposito crypto coin?
Oh my god, yeah. Because cryptocurrency is only taking off.
Oh man.
All right, this was fun. I'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, cool. Bye, guys. Shall we pull your finger?
Shall we? Should we do it?
1, 2, 3, pull.
There's Darren's in your area that would love to pull your finger, mate.
No, you can't reference that. That's been cut.
No, it's fine. It's that'd fine. Be Darren is still a solid Esposito reference. It's cool. Don't worry about it. Shut up. We've not cut anything. It's all legitimate.
Right. Let's fucking do it.
Before it's too late.
So, previously on the search for Dora the Explorer, pull my pinky.
An Esposito story.
And the origin of the Book of Darren.
Gandor.
The Rise of Darren.
Genesis Darren.
From the embers there was Aaron. Darren. No, sorry.
You rang.
You made your way out of the room of Darren into three separate tubes that spat you out into the space station, and you managed to see the innards, the bowels, really, of the space station, and lots of objects and rooms and bits of ships being made and placed, and all from this source of this forge light at the other end of the moon. You were then put into three separate rooms, almost like nightmarish rooms, one of which, for Rebook, had his old friend Dumas seemingly hanging his adoptive dwarf mother, which is very dark.
One of these rooms was not like the others.
Yeah, one of them was a bit too lynch mobby.
Was that a lyric? Was that a...
We can work on that. Just like,
what? One of these things is not like the others.
That's it, yeah. Who does that?
Everyone does it.
One of these rooms is not like the other.
Oh, you're thinking the Foo Fighters song.
That's it, yeah. All right. So, one of these rooms is not like the other. It was a horrible dark room where Rebook's adopted dwarf mother got hung, but then he saved her, but then she shot herself in the head anyway. So it was all a bit pointless. Hood's nightmare room, not that much of a nightmare. His old boss, Doc, which you may remember from season 2 of SPC 10, tried to make him sign up to the Infinity Corps again, but Hood was pretty quick to violence in that situation and quickly dispatched him.
As anyone who has been in a minimum wage job would have been.
Definitely less of a nightmare room, more of a fantasy room.
Happy therapy.
I definitely walked out of there with a huge erection.
Yeah, beating up my shitty previous managers is my kink.
And then Jefferson, his room was his own funeral, which nobody attended, and he was confronted by a version of himself, and they had a duel, almost like a high noon Western standoff that Jefferson won fairly easily as well.
And also walked out with an erection, because fighting himself is his kink.
I mean, none of you have erections at this point, which is really disappointing, because there's been cake, literally birthday cake, littered throughout this space station that would grant you the ability to have an 8-hour erection. It's written in black and white here, and I'm disappointed it's not good.
Let's be honest, Jefferson is that old that he desperately wishes he had found that cake. Just to experience that thrill one more time.
I hope we don't have any like elderly listeners that are going to be really triggered by this.
Oh, they know what I mean.
You join back up in this plastic see-through cell in a larger room, and that's where we left you. You sort of healed up a little bit, and these big doors in front of you started to open, revealing the source of the forge light that you've seen throughout the ship.
Why am I? What big doors?
So that's where we left you, in this see-through plastic box, almost like a box that you'd expect to see a serial killer kept in, like Hannibal Lecter. It's lit by spotlights and darkness surrounds it. There's this cacophonous mechanical sound that starts to emit out of the darkness as these doors start to peel back. There's a thin beam of vertical light that emerges to reveal the forge light that you recognize from the bowels of the moon, the force of which is ostensibly spitting out those various parts of the space station that were being stored for some sort of future use, you assume. And as the doors roll back, you can see the source of the light. It's a swirling vortex of spherical light, like that emitted by a sun, but on a much smaller scale. It cascades over itself. And you can hear music being played over the tannoy. It's orchestral. And the gas sort of dances in and out in like a jarring symphony. Can all of you make a constitution saving throw, please?
Is no one's a paladin. Shit. No, we don't have paladin.
It's not a bad start. That's an 18 for Rebook.
A 12 for Jefferson.
18 for Hud.
The Hud and Rebook, you manage to squint off the force of the light and adjust your eyes to the room. But Jefferson, you're momentarily blinded.
Yeah, gone.
For about 6 to 10 seconds, but then you sort of blink it off and readjust your eyes to the room, and it comes back into focus.
Who's in the room?
So as the doors roll back, as if to answer your question, in front of the ball of energy stands a lone figure, slightly bent over several monitors and computer equipment that's hooked up to the nearby mini sun. And this mini sun has 4 stands surrounding it. 4 metallic stands, almost harnessing the energy, you would assume. Yeah, make a perception check now.
13.
That's more like it. That's a 9 altogether.
And a consistent 12 for Jefferson.
Yeah, you can't really make out anything else other than this scene, that the light from this forge sun is obscuring things somewhat, and it's really pulling your focus to the figure in front of it. At which point the figure sort of turns around and looks down towards you, big smile on their face. It's your old friend, Dora the Explorer. dressed in her usual garb, a ratty overcoat that falls just past her knee, waistcoat full of holes, dangerously low, sweeping blouse that reveals some of her blue, almost lavender skin, so thin that you can see her ribcage poking out, patches of slightly off-colour yellow on her skin as well, where the jaundice is set in. Welcome to the party, fellas. Grab a drink, grab a popper, let the good times roll. You've completed the trial, and now you must step forward and receive your award. A kiss from me, and I'll let you know where my pinky is. But you might have a job removing it. Hint, hint. And she sort of gestures towards her ass. She steps down to the see-through box and takes you all in.
Move. He just stares at Dora.
Hello, Huddy. Have you missed me?
Hud's just going to remain silent and just continue staring into Dora's eyes. Murderously.
I can tell that you've missed me. Well, you can't wait to get these clothes off me. What about you, Rebook? Jefferson?
Not mine.
This is a terrible birthday party, Dora.
That isn't, why are we still pretending this is Dora?
Let's see how it goes.
What do you mean? It's been the best time ever. You've had a great time, no? You had birthday cake and a bit of a fight. I know you like a fight.
Right, then we had a massacre of Darren's. You made Dumas kill my mother. That's a shit party favour.
I mean, a bit of psychological horror is what you need in space, right? Because they go hand in hand with each other.
Space, yes. Birthday parties, less so.
How are you doing, Jefferson? Not seen you in a few years.
Well, whoever you are, because I don't know why everyone's playing along. You blew up my ship. We started off at a low point, and things didn't improve at all. But also, now I know Dora fairly well. These two know Dora a little bit better. Whilst the complete misreading of the situation is potentially a Dora trait, don't get me wrong, I believe Dora would throw a shitty birthday party. I don't think she'd do it with quite such an elaborate setup. There's a fucking sun harnessed in this room. Dora couldn't harness a sun. Dora can barely put a belt around her own waist.
You do see that there is a loose belt around the waist of Dora, and she just kind of looks down towards it and then pulls out a little flask from her coat pocket, unscrews it and takes a sip. Anyway, would you like to have some more cake and sit down and we can have a drink and catch up like old times? If you want, Jefferson, you can make an insight check.
Yes, I do want that. I just want to find a dice that won't roll a six.
And a six-sided one.
Clever. No, hang on. If I roll a four-sided dice, then we're in the money.
Getting a bit dicey.
Nice. 21.
21. Okay. Good roll. You can see quite plainly that this is not Dora. There's something about the way she's holding herself. It's a bit forced. It doesn't seem like her usual drunken swagger. There's a bit of a performance to it. And furthermore, you can even see there is a slight flicker to her appearance, almost like there's some sort of digital lag to this disguise.
You're probably getting some interference from the sun there, blocking your Wi-Fi or something. A bit glitchy there.
At this point, she lets out a sigh. And the digital disguise that she's wearing drops away. Small pixels, like hexagonal pixels, kind of drop away from the familiar face of your old companion to reveal a taller male, slightly haggard by age. You can make out these small drawings across his skin or pieces of writing. He's dressed in just normal civvies, but you can detect there is an aura of protection around him. And his eyes are just wild with fury as the reflection of the mini sun bores into you through them. Can you make a insight check? Jefferson, you can do this with advantage.
Oh, natural 20.
Boom.
Unnatural 20.
Both better than me. It's 15.
Okay. So, all three of you can make out the writing on his skin. Some of them read Pax. Some of them read Jefferson, Damson, Epsilon Shift. And they're not tattoos, they're scars. They've been sliced into the skin with a knife over and over again, over his entire body. You recognize this, all of you, as none other than Venon Page. Jefferson's old foe, Hood and Reboot, you've heard the name as being responsible for the attack on the Callistus and supporting the rise of the Lorendi decades previously, and was foiled and killed by the Epsilon Shift. I had hoped for the entire crew, Jefferson, but you will have to do. How did someone so stupid manage to defeat me? And you too, you had to come along for the ride as well. A shame the dwarf couldn't make it either. All of you, so holier than thou, so special, heroes of the universe. But none of you have what I have. And he gestures to the workspace behind him. The power of the sun in the palm of my hands. But not only that, the power of God, too. I'm so pleased you could be here to witness it before you are destroyed. It was so fun to toy with you through the guise of that useless cunt, Dora. Bless her soul. And he quickly types something into his rig. A short command, and a similar plastic cell emerges from the floor, just to your right. And slowly but surely, you make out the battered image of your old companion, Dora. She has this insulation sheet wrapped around her, but you can clearly detect that she's naked underneath. And furthermore, she's missing an eye, and also a leg from her knee down. And she peers out towards you and gives you a small nod. And a bit of a wry smile that says, thanks for coming this far. Page continues, I must admit to begin with she was fairly pliant, even seeming to enjoy some of the recordings we made for you. And at this point, Dora shrugs a little. But there was only so far she would go, and when it started to get personal she wouldn't continue. Even after I took her eye and her leg. I had to write the rest of this whole thing by myself, and as a result, some of the code was a little janky. Never mind. You're all here now to witness the beginning of the end. As this place grows, you and all of your previous accolades will diminish and eventually wink out of existence, just like most other things by the end.
Do you know how many Venon Page clones I've killed?
I've been keeping a track of your whereabouts, and I think zero.
No, I don't think that's quite right. You see, there's been at least a dozen or so Venon Page clones that have taken it upon themselves to avenge the great original and come and hunt me down or hunt. I forgot the names. I went to Dumas. That's not the right one. Sorry, I am in my late 70s, I think.
Well, now he's sundowning again.
Damson, that's the one. Hunt down Damson, me. Just fucking Pats, Korchev. I mean, you throw yourself like waves upon us and just die. This, I will admit, is fairly elaborate. And I am fairly angry about the shit. But sigh.
I am not just a Venon Page clone.
He thinks he's the original. That's so cute.
They always do.
I am not the original either. I have evolved from the original.
Right, it's like an Ubermensch thing. He's doing it's a number 17, guys. Ubermensch monologue coming up. No. Go ahead.
And when my clones of Darren's flood the universe, you won't be laughing.
Yes, I will. Your plan is to put together an army of Darren's. That's what this is. That's what this whole thing has been about. You're going to clone a guy called Darren over and over and over again and use that army of a guy called Darren to take over the galaxy.
That is actually quite terrifying.
I haven't just started creating an army.
How far you're along is irrelevant. That's not the issue. Like, it's just the core concept is. I'm really sorry. And this HUD's just going to sort of like just check over his micro cannon that sort of attached to his wrist. I'm sorry. This is just I've spent this entire time just blindingly angry, and now this is just cathartic. Like, this is just. I mean, I suppose I have three questions, really. One, what did you do with my island? Two, why rope Dora into this? And three, what the fuck have you done with my island?
Make a persuasion check just to see how much you're annoying him here.
That is a 17.
Okay. He just kind of tuts. Hud. You are a mere grunt, a mere soldier. What would you know about the grand schemes of someone like me? I have the equipment to build such a fleet, such a force, that will tear the inner colonies apart in an instant. This is the epicenter. And he gestures towards the computers behind him. And now you can make out there's this small box, ornate looking. It's inserted into the central component of the computer system, and it gives off this almost celestial white light in this runic pattern. This is a god box, he says.
Right, and have you had top men looking at it? God.
I don't need top men when I have me. But to answer your other questions, where has your island gone? I don't care. It's probably with the betting company that it was one off. I've no idea. Ask Dora, your friend.
I just shoot a look at Dora in her glass cage of emotion.
She, again, just does like a little shrug. Like, what do you expect?
And Hud just mouths to her, I'm going to kill you. And then he turns back to Venon Page.
And the second question. Why bring Dora? Oh, well. That is an interesting question. Dora just so happened to be in the right place at the right time and was a good lure for you bunch of merry twats.
All right.
I've got issues with that too, but you go first, Jefferson.
Yeah. So here's my questions. Here are my questions. First of all, why do you care about Rebook and HUD? They have nothing to the Venon Page. Like, they're holier than thou shit. Seems a little bit weak.
Yeah, I just flamethrowed my way through a bunch of guys. I'm not holier than thou at all.
So if you have the ability to take over the universe or Venon Page shit, you have your army of Darrens, you have your God box. Why? I feel like you could achieve your aims, you could achieve your goals without this, which seems like hubris, which is sort of inviting failure. So why would you, if you're so clever, if you're such a fucking genius as you claim to be, why would you do that? You see, I've seen a lot of people try and take over the galaxy, try and win, mumble. I'm the smartest. I'm the greatest. Fucking tired bullshit. But the smart thing to do would just be to do it. Never explain it. Just fucking. So this seems a little dumb.
Yes, I mean, I think my predecessor, Venom Page, tried to just do it, as you say.
Yes, that is true. That is true. He didn't monologue. He didn't even know who we were.
And he was foiled by you, correct?
Yeah.
And I think the Zeno Tirim also tried to just do it and happened to be foiled by a small group of rejects.
Plucky heroes, just say it. Just say plucky heroes.
I'd rather get them out of the way first before the plan goes into effect.
Why would you assume that we're the plucky heroes? Surely it's time for a new group of plucky heroes.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback off of Jefferson's point here. I was fine. I was chilling on an island. I didn't give a shit. I don't want to be here. You're pissed off with Jefferson and the Epsilon Shift. You literally made me so angry. I've had to travel across the galaxy to find you and your dumb little God box machine, which seems really poorly explained, by the way.
He had a similar thing when he was doing the Shattered Tower stuff.
Oh, is this just a thing he does?
It's a science thing. It doesn't really matter.
Right, okay. Fair enough then. Well, okay, point withdrawn on that. But the point still stands. You've brought me here. And Rebook. Heavily armed. Very angry. Not related to you in any way, shape, or form. We're going to murder you. We're going to save Dora. I'm going to beat the shit out of her until she gets my island back. And we're all going to go home. Just leave. And take your tacky memento rip-off fucking vibe with you.
The beating Dora thing, I'm less on board with. But everything else, yeah.
I'm going to find her leg and I'm going to beat her with it.
Rebook, why don't you have your say? We'll have him do his final monologue and then we'll fight.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Rebook, you got anything to add on this?
Just that this seems like some sort of self-fulfilling prophecy. You bring a bunch of rejects here to defeat you. You've cut out the middleman. This could have been a whole lot.
I'm honestly waiting for a completely new group of people to come in and fuck him over, because that would be hilarious.
Oh my God, can you imagine? Can you imagine if he goes through all this, he actually kills us, and then just a random plucky band of rejects just turns up and absolutely rocks his shit.
Everyone, welcome to season 3 of Esposito. No. No. That would be good, though. Wait, hang on. Pause before we continue recording. Pause. Is there a way of writing this now so that the characters from season 3 of Esposito come in and fuck him over, and these three guys do nothing? No, that would be silly. That's silly. Don't worry about it.
Up until the point where we start mentioning season 3, I'm assuming all of this is in character. Like, at this point, we've kind of slightly turned away from Ben and Paige, and we're all just talking to each other and in kind of a huddle.
Yeah.
Maybe a group of Darrens come and.
Oh my God! Some rebel Darrens.
God, the Darrens are absolutely going to turn against you. Hud sort of looks over his shoulder at Venom at this point. The Darrens are absolutely going to turn against you. You do realize that, don't you? You dipshit.
It only takes one. They are a hive mind.
They started a cult within 5 minutes of us meeting them.
Yes, that room. The coding was a little bit out. I had to do that on my own. But it's not just the Darrens. You understand? You saw that I could clone your old friend Dumas, and even yourself, Jefferson. I can replace all of you.
They were shoddy clones.
Super shoddy.
They were under orders.
Also, the Darrens are definitely going to turn against you. Like, they are so culty and weird. Like, they are going to go full-on dangerous religious uprising against you.
If you win this, you're going to accidentally create the Republic of Darren, and that's on you.
Honestly, we could just leave. Like, you're full on putting multiple sticks into your own spokes at this point.
No, we actually can't leave. Remember, he blew up our ships.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck you.
Give us a new ship. Give us Dora. We'll be on them anyway.
I don't think that's the vibe here, Rebook.
Read the room. That's not the vibe, Rebook. Not the vibe.
Do you think, guy? Come on. Where is it?
There isn't much left to say, really. I think the last day or so of weakening you bit by bit through the other rooms has helped what will eventually be your demise in this room.
Question. What's to stop me just shooting the sun thing there? Or like the rods that contain it? I've been in this situation before. Someone thought they built an impenetrable, indestructible thing and we accidentally blow it up. I just go on.
Shooting the sun will do nothing. If you want the god box, however, the entire space station will come apart, yes. It's feeding gravity, the atmosphere, all into this moon, so to speak.
Right, so just so I'm clear, if we're losing, that's the thing we should shoot at?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Shooting it might not do much.
All right, blow it up. I mean, I've got lots of stuff I can do things with.
You can try. And at this point, he presses something on his rig again, and three tactical drones drop from the ceiling above him. And he takes a few steps back and smiles. You hear this sudden hiss of gas as well as poisonous fumes start to seep into the plastic cell that you're in. At this point, I think we will roll initiative.
Atmosphere. Oh my god, I love it. You know, in many ways, I feel like we've become too jaded as heroes.
Yeah. I was just thinking.
It's his moment. We've really detracted from it. Like, he's going to die shortly, and we've just taken it away from him. Like, really cruel, but you know what, guys? I'm resolving now. The next hero I fight, I'm going to let him do his monologue and think he's all that. I'm probably
you never know. Maybe it's us who are full of hubris. You ever think about that?
You know what? This could just be a big rubris.
Another natural 20. Wasted on initiative. Fuck.
It's okay. I'm getting my terrible rolls out of the way. That's a 9 with advantage.
Mike, I have to say, it's really nice to play characters that have been through an enemy monologue before, because you can be a nub about it without ruining the story. Wait, did we ruin the story?
I mean, literally been through a Venom Page evil monologue, so it's fine. No, story was ruined. I don't think, if anything, made it even better, because it just makes him look even more like a pleb. Plus, he just revealed his entire plan.
Yeah, it's really, really like weak James Bond shit going on there.
I love the way we all just came in and went, bitch.
Bitch, please, we have done this.
Well, I'm going to let you finish, but...
I'm going to fuck you up still.
So, have we got some initiatives?
We do.
19.
I'm happy with it. With advantage, that's a 9.
Oh, amazing.
This is. I'm hoping I'm getting my shit rolls up.
How are we looking, Hood?
23 for me.
Ooh. Oh, 19 for Jefferson.
Solid. 19 for Jefferson.
Okay, Hood, you're up. And can you, on the start of your go, make a constitution saving throw as the poison pumps into the plastic cell?
17 for Hud.
Okay. Yeah, you manage to cover your mouth and kind of shrug this off. And it doesn't really take much of an effect yet as it's just started to get pumped in. But yeah, you're up.
Okay. Hud's going to... He's going to fire an initial shot with his micro cannon at the Venom Page clone.
So bear in mind that you were inside a plastic cell.
Oh, right, yeah. Is it sealed?
Yeah, it's like a cube plastic box, really.
Why would you fill an unsealed box with gas? Good God.
Pipe down, you. So are the drones in the case with us, or are they outside?
No, they're on the outside.
Okay, right. So the... main issue is the walls. I think I'm out of demo charges. Yes, I am. Oh, wait, no, I've got one explosive charge left.
Okay.
Should I do it, boys?
No.
Reeby puts his fingers in his ears.
Okay, so I'm going to set the charge. It's a wisdom check, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just looking at this up again. DC 12 wisdom check using demolition tools.
Can I use my inspiration for that?
Yeah.
Lucky I did that. That is a 12 dead on.
12 dead on, perfect.
Yeah, I'm going to set the charges and then move to the furthest corner of the room and yell fire in the hole and then detonate it.
So the explosive charge is a 15-foot radius. The box isn't that big. It's probably around 25-foot diameter. All of you make a dexterity saving throw.
19 for HUD.
Non-natural 20 for Rebic.
23 for Jefferson. He's seen idiots with explosives before.
That's horrible, horrible damage that you take half of anyway. 17. So you take half of 17, which is 8 points of... We round down, right?
Yeah.
8 points of fire damage. As the plastic... It's almost like the perspex that you saw in the shattered corridor before, but this time it's a little bit weaker and it just shatters outwards, and now there's a huge hole in the cell, and the poison starts to seep out and then suddenly ceases as well. Is that your go?
That is my go.
One of the drones, seeing this, moves into position, gets an angle on you, Hood, and is going to take a shot. Does a 13 hit?
It does not.
Yeah, so using its gun mount, it takes a pop shot and it hits the plastic cell behind and puts a hole through it. Then it is Jefferson's go.
Pew, pew, pew. Okay. Shit, I can't remember how many times I can fire. It's a lot, though. I think it's 4 times on my first turn. Yeah, okay, cool. So I'm going to fire 4 times at the Venom Page clone.
Okay.
Because why not? Steel. First time with my auto pistol. That's a 25 to hit.
Ooh.
And that is 11 points of piercing damage.
Lovely.
Second time with my auto pistol. Natural 20? That's a shame I don't have Hunter's Mark. And that's not how Hunter's Mark works in this either. So that's another 15 points of damage. And then I'm going to shoot him twice with my Disruptor Pistol. The first one with the Disruptor Pistol, well, that's not as good. It's a 16.
Yeah, that misses.
Okay, and then the last time with the Disruptor Pistol. Another natural 20.
How annoying.
How annoying for you. Oh, especially as this one is even more damaging because it's my extra attack. Could have been better. That's another 15 points, and that is necrotic damage. So at this point, how far is it to get out of the cage?
It depends where you positioned yourself.
I imagine I was fairly central because that's where I am most stories.
It's about the hole, the gaping hole, is about 12 and a half feet in front of you.
Okay, and Jefferson dives through the gaping hole and still has another 20 feet of movement because you get an extra 10 feet of movement on my first turn. So I guess he'll just run back around and take cover behind the box on the other side, like the opposite side from Venom Page and his droney drones.
So the box is sort of flush against the wall on the other side. That's the three nightmare rooms that you came from led into the box. One of the sides.
What does the rest of the environment look like? What have we got to deal with there?
So you've got the two really large doors in front of you. They're probably like 60 feet tall, which leads into another another room that has the mini sun in it with the computer equipment. There are some cables running off to the left. And Dora's cell is to your immediate right as you walk out of the massive gaping hole that Hood made.
So I have two questions. The first question is Venom Page on the other side of the door or our side of the door?
He took a step back up. There's a short staircase into the next room. He's now at the top of that.
Okay. Where are the drones?
They're in this room with you. One is close to the entrance to the gaping hole.
Right. In that case, I'm not going to jump out of the gaping hole. I'm just going to take cover next to it.
Okay.
And is Dora's cell filling with gas as well?
Make a perception check.
Which dice to use? I got all my dice. There's too many dice. Natural 20. So 26.
Yeah, you can't see if it is or not, and she doesn't seem to be in distress.
Cool.
So no.
I've done all my things.
It's then Page's go. He is going to, having taken a bit of a beating from Jefferson, he's going to actually take a few steps back towards the computer. So when you walk up the steps, about another 30 feet, and you get to the central computer, and he's going to position himself in front of where the ornate box is that's inserted into it. He's then going to turn around and throw an Esper power at you.
Throwing shapes, he's throwing shapes.
Suddenly this thick hit of churning mud appears in the plastic cell with you. It swirls around in this circular motion. Can you actually, you don't need to do anything yet. Yeah, it suddenly becomes so difficult you can barely move. This is now difficult terrain. And that's his go. It is then Reboot's go.
Cool, cool. So this is a very muddy box now.
It's a really, really muddy, stinking box.
We've been stuck in a cesspool.
Exactly.
Great. Fantastic.
Wait a second. I think I have something for this.
Is it more therapy?
Not quite, but it may be just as good. So I've got, from my levels in Hunter, I've got something called Expert Wayfarer. It says, I ignore difficult terrain. And in addition, difficult terrain doesn't slow my group's travel. Oh, no, so that'll be out of combat. Sorry, mate. I thought that applied to us in combat.
That's okay, but that does sound like you can move through. This isn't difficult terrain for you as a result.
Yeah.
Oh, Rebook. Sorry. Before you have your go, you do need to do something now. Can you make a strength saving throw as this mud starts to pull you in?
Just as a point, I also ignore difficult terrain. Because I've got that level in Hunter. Well, several levels in Hunter.
Oh, sure. Okay. That's good to know and probably will be really helpful.
Yeah, Jefferson definitely has that as well.
Party of Hunters. 16, that is. No, sorry, that's a plus 5 to my save. That's 20.
Well, that's a good job then.
Sorry, it's going off the plus 1, but my save is plus 5.
Yep, so this kind of swirling vortex of mud tries to pull you into the centre of the box, but you manage to resist it. Then there's no effect.
Right. Reboot's going to try and get out of the cesspool. His drone will probably need to save next as well, actually, as well.
Yep.
Doesn't the drone fly?
It does, but is the box full of this?
It's a 5-foot pit of churning mud.
There's a pit, it's probably fine.
Yeah, I think I'll probably deem that okay. It doesn't say in the wording of this, but I think because he's in the air, I think that's fine. I think it's only if you stood in it.
Fair enough, yeah. Rebic's going to get out of there and dive through the hole in the Perspex cesspool.
Lovely. Dive through that hole.
Can he see Venom? Well, Venom clone.
Yeah, so he's... as you dive through the hole, one of the drones is next to the opening. It's going to take a swipe at you.
I'll allow it.
With its blade attachment. And rolls a natural one. So it swings and misses, and as a result, jams his blade into the side of the broken perspex, and he's going to miss a go next turn. That was shit.
Yeah, Ruby's going to stick his hunter's mark where the sun don't shine on Benin.
All right.
Take a shot. Two shots, actually. So 24 and a 19.
Both hit.
Oh, it's terrible, terrible, Robert. 17 damage altogether.
All right.
And is there anywhere otherwise that Ruby can run off to with 35 feet?
Yeah, 12 and a half feet to get out of the opening. So you've got, what, 12 and a half feet left?
35 feet is my total movement.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah, so you can either move back in to the churning pit of death, or you've got enough movement to get to Dora's cell and hide behind that. See-through, they can still see you, but it will give you some cover from Paige, for example.
Yeah, that's a good shout. Ruby's going to hide behind Dora's shell and give her a cheeky wink.
She puts her hand on the perspex plastic cell and slowly rubs down it in a very sensual way. It's a hand that doesn't have the pinky on it either.
Is that therapy still available?
The other two drones, seeing that you have shot their master, are going to go over and...
Sorry, Mike, I've got the drone.
You've got the drone, sorry, yeah. Go on.
So that's gonna fly out the cell. I guess the one that tried to attack Reboot, go for some hot drone and drone action.
Love it.
And so 13, and not as bad. 13 and the 24.
Okay, they both hit.
Oh, nice. 13 damage altogether.
Right.
My online dice roller really likes the number one tonight.
I'm doing bad maths. Okay. Was that all the drone does?
Yes.
So yeah, the other two tactical drones are going to make their way to you, Reboot. They'll take a swipe at you. As they have pack tactics, they have advantage. One for a 16.
That's AC, that hits.
And the other for a 15, so that misses, presumably. And you take 6 points of slashing damage from one of the drones. Hood, it's back up to you. As you're still in the swirling pit of doom, can you make a strength saving throw, please?
I can certainly try. That is a 18.
Yes, that's also fine. So yeah, you manage to, this mud starts to kind of attach itself to your legs, but you manage to shake it off and it takes no effect.
Hud is going to get out of the vortex. He's basically just trying to get out of the vortex. He's not trying to move very far because he kind of wants to draw Venom Page's fire. First thing he's going to do is he's going to draw his grenade launcher, and the two drones that are fighting Reboot, how close are they to each other?
They're right next to each other, but they're also right next to Reboot.
Okay, that's fine. So I'm going to shoot an EMP grenade at those two.
Ooh.
So these grenades release a pulse of electricity that targets electronics and powered equipment. These grenades do no damage and have no effect on living targets. All mechanical constructs and automatons must make a DC 12 intelligence saving throw or be considered impaired until the end of their next turn. And that's everything within a 15-foot radius.
Okay. These drones ain't smart. They both fail.
So in that case, they're impaired. So that means... Their speed becomes zero. It can't benefit from any bonus to its speed. They can't take any actions or reactions except for the dodge action. And this creature has disadvantage on strength and constitution saving throws.
Okay.
And then he's going to fire a second one at the computer panel that Venom Page is standing near, because in addition, any unshielded computer panel or electronic device not worn by another creature will cease to function until the start of my next turn.
Okay.
So I'm firing a second one at that to make sure he can't do any like stupid shit.
I'm guessing that doesn't need to make a throw because it doesn't have sentience.
Yeah, so it's just fuck you, computer. Fuck you, Steve Jobs.
Okay. That comes into effect. The computer shuts down. The god box, however, stays alight. You can see that it's still working. It doesn't need any form of electricity to power it. It's self-sustainable by the looks of it.
I hate green technology.
However, it is no longer powering the rest of the space station, and you start to see the sun, the mini sun, flicker somewhat as the reactor starts to power down. And there is a kind of eerie sense of things suddenly becoming loose. Just a sense of weightlessness starts to come over you all.
Yeah, better not do that again.
Is that your go?
That's my turn.
So you're out of the plastic cell now. Jefferson, is now your turn. Can you make a strength saving throw, please?
That was a 20. Not natural, just a 20.
Okay. You managed to shrug this muddy liquid off that's trying to pull you into the pit. However, you are in difficult terrain.
I ignore difficult terrain.
Lies.
For the same reason that everyone else does. I'm a hunter.
You are in the gaping hole anyway, so I imagine you can get out pretty easily.
Yeah, but how far away is the god box?
It's about 50 feet, 20 feet to the top of the stairs, and then another 30 feet to Paige.
Perfect. I'm going to use my bonus action to phase shift 30 feet to, and then I'm going to move the rest of my movement, or most of the rest of my movement, to walk up to the god box. So let me just use up those talent points. And I walk up to it, and I point my disruptor pistol at it, and I turn to Venom Page with my eyebrow raised and go, "Ruh-roh." You see, I'm nearly 80. I'm not a young man anymore. I don't have time for this shit. So we could carry on fighting, eventually kill you. I could shoot this and we all die. Or we could just call it quits. You go to prison, we go home. I honestly, like, any of the three is fine with me, except I'm bored of the first one. So it's either we all die or you go to prison. Here's to you.
He just looks at you and smiles.
I don't love that. That suggests to me that pulling this trigger isn't going to work. Still worth a go, and I pull the trigger.
Okay. Make a attack roll. You don't have disadvantage at short range, do you, I suppose? You got a...
I do not.
Got a feat of some kind.
That is the main thing that I do. Shoot guns and kill people. It's not rappers that kill people, it's Jefferson Knight. No, hang on. It's not guns that kill people, it's Jefferson, sorry. I'm not with it. At a 26.
26. Okay, so that hits. Make a dexterity saving throw.
That wasn't a question. That is what I'm rolling.
That is what you're rolling.
Okay, cool. Dexterity is one of my strong suits. That's a 24. He's lying through an old man.
So you shot this box at point blank range, and the round ricochets off the box and back at you. Roll damage, because it is point blank, and it'd be pretty difficult to dodge it at this point. Point blank range, dodging a bullet, it's pretty difficult.
Yeah, fair. That's six damage.
Six damage on yourself, okay.
Is that how much damage I take?
Yes.
All right, and then because that didn't work, I just used my extra attack to shoot at Venom Page again.
He's laughing at you at this point.
Yeah, fair. That's fair. 18 to hit.
Yes, that hits.
10 points of damage of the piercing variety.
Okay. At this point, it's his go. And still laughing at you, he's going to attempt to try and throw you across the room.
Yes, I imagine you can do that.
Can you make a constitution saving throw, please?
Not a strong suit. That's a six.
You take 19 points of force damage.
That'll smart.
He's going to then forcibly lift you and hurl you across the room.
Right.
And it knocks you prone. It knocks you 20 feet back towards the stairs. And you take another 12 points of bludgeoning damage. And you're currently prone. He says, there is no use in trying to stop the inevitable. And he keys in another command into his rig, and another couple of drones come out from the left-hand side. This is where the cables were leading to from the computer. And you can now see, as you've moved into this room, Jefferson, that there's this huge box-shaped room that it attaches to. And it's where you think most of the space station is being built from. The Forge Light from the Mini-Sun and the God Box are creating parts and components from this box on the left and spitting it out into the moon. Two drones emerge from this and join the fracas.
Wait, would that work?
Oh, good point. No, he did it with his rig, not from the computer.
Yeah, but isn't it powered by the computer, which is running from... Well, sorry, it's powered by the God Box, which is connected through the computer.
Good point.
You see, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Oh, no! No, that is a good point. Yes, that doesn't happen. But, yeah, again, the gravity in the room seems to have shifted, and... things are starting to float. Pencils start to float from the computer, and you begin to lift into the air. It's now reboot.
Reduce the bludgeoning damage, I thought.
Just stop it.
Sorry, I'll quit while I'm ahead.
You take an extra 3d6 damage. It's now reboot's go. No extra drones. So you've got one drone that's in the opening of the cell you burst out of. The two next to you have fallen to the floor, but they don't quite hit it. Before they hit the ground, they start to float back up. And you've got Venom Page that's just hurled Jefferson across the room and done quite a bit of damage to him.
Going to try something that I don't do very often.
Rolling well.
Actually, yes, I am. Wait. Where am I? So decisive today. Oh, no. Yeah, I'm not going to do that, because that would end my concentration. Right, Reboot's going to take his cryo pistol and take one shot to start off with at Dora's cell.
Okay.
Not aiming for Dora, just for the cell wall.
Okay. Yeah, make an attack roll.
That's a 17.
and roll damage.
This is cryo damage. I don't know if that helps with cracking plastic.
Cracking plastic,
Grommet. Oh, max damage, excellent. That's 11.
You pop a cryo round into the wall of the plastic and it spreads across slightly and does crack it. You get the impression that it's seriously weakened it. Even some force into the frozen plastic particles from a melee attack, you assume, would break it open.
Excellent. With his second cryo pistol shot, Rupert's going to twist and fire that then in.
Okay.
With a 19.
Yeah, that hits.
And it's less than I did to the glass. That's 8 damage. But he has to take a constitution save.
Constitution save, eh?
DC 13.
Yeah, he makes that with a 15.
Boo. Fine. And bonus action offhand, Reba's going to twist back again and fire his disruptor pistol into the cracked plastic glass.
Right, yeah, make an attack.
That's the best roll I've had. For 28.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that just about hits the...
Hits some glass at point blank range.
Yeah.
Really, really use that well. 7 necrotic damage.
Yeah, given that the cryo round has frozen some of this aspects, this shatters straight through it and creates a big enough of a hole for someone Dora's size to get through if they choose. And with that, I'm going to roll her into initiative. Okay, that's pretty good.
Rebic's drone is going to continue the drone-on-drone violence with the one it's fighting.
Okay.
When will it end?
It's only just begun. That's a 13 and a 23. Well, the 17 and the 7.
They both hit.
17 damage.
Yeah, and that just completely annihilates this drone, splits it in half, and flies straight through the middle of it.
When can we learn we're all just robots?
So that one is dead. The other two drones are impaired, so they can't move or do anything apart from dodge. So they're going to dodge. And it's back up to HUD.
HUD is not going to do anything fancy. He's just going to shoot his micro cannon twice at Ben and Paige.
Bring it.
So, shot one. That is a 19 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
And that does 11 points of damage. And then second shot. I think that misses with an 11.
Yeah, that does.
Okay. Yeah, he's going to start moving closer towards Venom Page, just making a beeline for him.
How much movement do you
have? 30 feet.
Okay, so you can get to the top of the steps and a little bit further, just to where Jefferson is sprawled on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So you're around 20 feet away from Paige. Your EMP grenade was just for one round on the computer, wasn't it? Until you're at the start?
Yes, just one round on the computer and on the things.
On the drones as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so they shoot back into life, the computer does as well, and the gravity, which was starting to fade, restores. It is now Jefferson's go. You're on the floor.
And yes, I should have seen it coming. All right, fine. We'll play your stupid game. And he's going to load a explosive round into his auto pistol and fire at Ben and Paige. And this is where he gambles way too much and it doesn't pay off because he's going to use a sharpshooter feat on it.
Oh my god.
Oh no, it's good. We're good. So plus 10 minus 5 puts us at 21.
That hits.
Okay. So it's 21 points of piercing damage plus 6 points of fire damage. So 27 points of damage with that shot.
Right.
Then he's going to take another shot. Well, it's a 29 to hit.
Well, that just about hits.
And that's another 8 points of damage. And now he's going to do a sharpshooter disruptor. So that's a 24 to hit.
Uh-huh.
It's another 21.
So stupid amounts of damage, basically.
I think that's
46, I think. Right? No, 56, yes. Bloody hell.
And then he's going to sort of like stand up using half his movement and then use half his movement to kind of take cover behind the door, but really, really slowly. Ugh. Don't shoot magic boxes.
Paige isn't very happy about this, these last few shots. They really take a chunk out of him. With the power back up, first of all, he's going to fire another spell out at both of you, Hood and Jefferson. The doors have sort of slid away. You can tuck yourself in by the wall, but these doors are massive. You can still have a bit of a line of sight on you. This huge globe of force expands in a 20-foot radius sphere, engulfing both Hood and Jefferson. You make a dexterity saving throw for me, both of you.
It's my best kind of saving throw. Let's see how it works out.
15 for Hood.
Oh, 21 for Jefferson.
Okay. Jefferson, you pass. Hood, you fail as this massive amount of force kind of crushes you and you take 35 points of force damage. And Jefferson, you take half as much.
Half of 35?
Yeah.
Jefferson's down.
At this point, Paige, he turns around and he types into the computer and things start to shut down again. He grabs onto the god box in front of him, which is now released, and he phase shifts to the right side of the room. Hood, as you're in the middle of the room, you've just seen Jefferson go down to this huge bit of force. You've taken a lot of damage. Can you make just a quick perception check of where Paige is heading?
That is a 10.
All right, you can just see he's heading towards the right-hand wall. You can't see anything out of the ordinary, but you get the impression that he's getting the hell out of here. You can see his mag boots are on as well, and that's securing him to the floor.
Everyone's got fucking mag boots. Every fucker in here has mag boots. Even Dora, naked Dora, I bet she's got mag boots.
It is now Dora's go. She is going to grab onto the side of the plastic cell, the hole that Reboot's made, and propel her way out into zero grav. It's just started, so there is still a little bit of gravity going on. It's powering down. And she's going to propel herself towards the computer. She's got about 60 feet of movement at a dash. So she's going to use all her movement, and she makes it to the computer. But that's all she can do on this turn, as she has no... As she moves, the space blanket that was around her falls off. So she's just completely nude, one-legged, one-eyed, floating through the air. As this music as well that was going on...
Da, 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 da. Boop, 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 boop.
It's actually a orchestral version of Love Shack.
For the Love Shack is a little low place where we...
And it starts to power down as she pirouettes through the air. Love Shack, the little low place where... And it's hauntingly beautiful.
That's haunting, is that?
It is now Reboot's go. And you're still surrounded by a couple of drones. In fact, I think they would have had a swipe at Dora, so let me just do that.
That explains where the towel went.
And yeah, one of them hits. So she takes 5 points of damage to her already almost crippled body. And yeah, you're up, Rebook.
Cool, 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 cool.
You get the impression that it might take around about 6 seconds for the gravity to completely, and the atmosphere to get sucked out of the room.
Well, that's a problem. Right.
You can make a perception check as well for where Venom Page has gone, Reboot, if you want.
Sure, I'll do that first then. No, I can't. That's a natural one.
Yeah, so you've just seen him run past to the right side of the next room on. You can see that Jefferson has fallen to the floor and is starting to rise up into the zero grav.
And the drones have both just attacked Dora. How high up is Jefferson?
The drones were, it was a reaction they took as she moved past them.
Right, right, okay. Cool.
Jefferson is only a couple of feet off the ground.
That's fine. I have to bear in mind I am quite short. Being a Dendu, I'm 4'10". But if he's a couple of feet, that's fine. Yeah, Reboot's going to run over and use a second level mend, which is 9 hit points back to Jefferson.
But Jefferson, you come back to life with a shudder. Like that scene in Lord of the Rings when Gandalf comes back to life as Gandalf the White. It looks like he's ejaculating. I literally watched that the other day, so that's why it's come to mind.
Come to mind.
Come to mind.
And Rebook's drone is going to fly at the other two drones and continue its cycle of inter-drone hatred. How close are they together?
They're right next to each other, 5 feet.
It's going to take a swing at both of them. First one's a natural 20.
Oof.
Oh, that's 10 damage.
All right.
And the attack on the second one is 14.
That hits.
And that is 4 damage to the second one.
All right, they're going to turn on your drone. Piss them off. And they've got packed at 6, so 1 for 20 non-natural.
Oh.
And 1 for 23? 23, yeah.
Yeah, they'll both definitely hit.
And your drone takes 12 points of slashing damage.
Exactly.
And then, yeah, we're back up to the top of the round. It's Hood's go. You've just been crushed by this huge gravimetric force, which has engulfed an area and it downed Jefferson for a second. Rebook ran over and healed Jefferson. He's back on his feet. However, Paige is seemingly trying to flee.
I'm going to move towards Paige, 30 feet, and then I'm going to shoot him twice with my micro cannon.
Do you get any disadvantage at short range? Or?
Oh, is he only 30 feet away from me?
He was 20 feet in front of you and he's ran to the right of the room. So, yeah, you could probably get to him within 30 feet, yeah.
Yeah, no, I've got speed shot. I ignore the reload penalty and no disadvantage with ranged attacks within 5 feet.
All right, sounds good. Makes it personal.
So, yeah, I'm just going to get right up close and just cut him twice. First one, I reckon that hits with a 24.
Yeah.
Not great damage. 6 damage on the first shot. And again, I think that hits. That's an 18 hit.
It does, yes.
That is... That's 9 damage on the second shot.
Okay. He winces with pain. Now you're a bit closer, Bud. You can see there is a short opening in the wall that leads to what looks like an escape pod with some spacesuits lined up against the wall.
I'm a bitch.
Is that your go?
Yes, it is.
Jefferson.
All right. So Jefferson's on the ground, or I guess slightly floating because the gravity is not back. How far away is Venin from Jefferson right now?
So you were to the right of the door, right? So if you looked around the corner, you would still have a line of sight on him.
How far away is it, though?
About 20 feet, I'd say.
That'll do. All right. I'm going to try one thing first, and after that, I'll just shoot him. I'm going to use the grapple on my disrupt pistol to try and grapple the motherfucker.
Fun.
Now, I don't know how this works in practice against a target that doesn't want to be grappled. I'll describe to you what I have. It says grapple, 30-foot range.
It can be fired and tethered to a surface. When using this device, you ignore strength. Well, it can hold up to two people. I think we just go for a normal attack roll to see if it finds purchase.
Well, that's a 25.
Yeah, it whips around his ankle.
Well, I was aiming to go through his leg, but that's fine.
I made the rules here.
Yeah, it's the rule. It's your game.
Yeah.
Okay, so with him grappled, Jefferson's going to right himself and press the retract button.
Okay. Can you make a strength check versus his strength check? Just a straight check.
This feels unfair. I'm just holding a gun. It's the gun that's doing the work.
I make the rules here. No rule of cool.
Strength check, 15.
Okay, well, he makes an 8. If he'd have succeeded on you, then you would have pulled yourself towards him is what I was going to rule.
Right, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Instead, I guess Jefferson just sort of anchors himself against the stairs.
Yeah, and he starts to move towards you. As he's not choosing to do this, HUD doesn't get a attack of opportunity. No. It's a 50-foot cable, right? So how are you bringing him all the way to you?
It was a 30-foot cable, but...
Okay.
But yes, I bring him all the way to me and kind of just put my foot on him whilst pointing my other gun at his face.
Lovely.
Ruh-roh. Now the choices are different. You see, I could either shoot you or HUD could shoot you or Reboot could shoot you. Now, you can shoot me, yes, but you're still outnumbered. Oh, wait, hang on. I don't care how this goes, and then I shoot him. Twice with my auto pistol.
So does the grapple comes from your disruptor, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's 19 with the first shot.
Okay.
Wait, he's not prone. He's just grappled.
Yeah.
I don't know how this works. I mean, I don't get disadvantage anyway, but do I get advantage? Because my foot's on his chest.
Yes. You don't ask, you don't get. Yes.
Yeah, right? So it's 2 24s.
They both hit.
It's not loads of damage, though. That's the shittest rolling I've ever done for damage. That is a total of 13 points of damage.
Okay. There's fire in his eyes now. As the sun, the mini sun behind, starts to flicker off and the gravity escapes from the room, the atmosphere is becoming a vacuum.
Can I call out to the other three in the room just as my free action? If you guys want to leave, that's fine. Me and Venom can die here together. It seems like there's a handy escape pod just over there. But if you want to stay and kill him, that's fine. We could all leave together. I'm not. This is no sacrifice. I'm just saying, if you want to go, feel free.
And at this point, it's Ven's go again. He looks deep into you, Jefferson. Deep into your eyes.
Deep inside me.
If it is to be this way, then we will go together, Jefferson. And he's going to do something. With his many talents.
Your greatest weakness. Something.
probably just going to do the same thing that he did before. He's going. Oh,
that is actually a weakness. Turns out that hurt quite a lot.
As he's close to you, he can't do the singularity talent that he used previously. So he's going to throw you again with some force. So make a constitution saving throw.
A solid 13.
Where the hell's his save? Oh, it's there, yeah. Okay, yeah, that's a fail. So you take... This could theoretically kill you. So let's see.
Nah, it's very unlikely to be an outright kill.
Speak so soon. You initially take 23 points of force damage. He's then going to...
Yeah, no, that's me down. Now you need to do another 65 in one go.
Oh, yeah, that's impossible, though. Yeah, he's then going to launch you at...
Okay, on death save.
At Rebook. Yeah, make a dex save, both of you.
I mean, I fail that because I'm...
Oh, yes, you fail. You also take a failed death save as well.
Yeah, I failed a death save, yeah.
So Rebook.
24 for Rebook.
24. Okay, yeah, you don't take any damage. You manage to dodge out of the way as Jefferson's unconscious body flies past and slides across the floor. I need to decide how he's going to get out of the grapple. I suppose at this point, the gun's fallen out of your hand.
It has, but he is still grappled by it.
Yeah. He's again going to use his bonus action to phase shit. No, he's not. He's going to run 30 feet back towards Hood, basically. So he's in combat with Hood again.
Oh.
That's his go. It's now Dora's go. She's made her way to the computer. The gravity is completely sucked out of the room now. And we're now in a vacuum. She opens up a compartment underneath the computer and she finds her drone and some of her gear in there, as well as a piece of equipment, and she attaches that to herself. The drone is immediately, as she powers it up, is immediately going to go fly over to Jefferson and is going to apply a field salve on Jeff.
That's it.
Which does...
Shit, Jefferson's lost his disruptor pistol.
Yeah, it's rattling across the floor, following Paige. It does 7 plus 2. 9 points of health have been restored to you, Jefferson.
Yay, still not dead.
But you, as you try and snatch breath back, you realise there isn't any oxygen to snatch back into your lungs.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
Now it's Rebook's go. Do you have any sort of equipment to survive in a vacuum?
Rebook does not anymore.
Okay. In that case, can you make a... Sort of just make this up because I don't really know if there's any rules in the book. Can you make a constitution?
There are rules and they are constitution saving throws.
We have had a lot of character time and space. Well, we've had one particular character time and space.
Oh, here we go. Where are the rules?
I'll search the rules too. You and I.
I'm assuming it's a constitution.
It's definitely a constitution saving throw.
I'm going to roll anyway. And then we can apply that to... Not great, not terrible. So the rolls are 12, so it'll be a 13 if it's constitution.
That's a fail, so and you take 5 points of force.
Oh, hang on. Oh, that you're right, that's suffocating.
Oh yeah. Feels...
I mean, if you want the suffocating rules, we have them.
Yeah, but I don't think that's right, because you don't really want to be holding your breath, do you?
We learned this in season 1.
Well, that depends on whether or not there is no atmosphere or there's no breathable air.
It's both.
Okay.
Vacuum, baby.
Vacuum. Baby, vacuum.
5 suffocating damage. There we go. Best of both worlds.
Should have really made some rules for this. But we move. Okay, so it's Rebook's go.
Okay. Rebook's going to run after Venin. Still that is marked. Can you see him?
Yeah, and he's within distance.
There are rules on moving in zero gravity. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
Rebook's got his mag boots anyway, so I don't think we'll have any issues.
Yeah, you can get into melee range with him.
He doesn't have to, but I just, he's going to, because, yeah. Get right up close, stick that cryo pistol in his back, and blast 2 times.
Pew pew.
With a 21.
Do you ignore range as well?
I do. 21 and a 19.
They both hit.
So 30 cryo damage.
30 cryo damage. How do you want to do this?
Nice.
Oof. I didn't think about this. There's a one-liner in here somewhere.
I mean, you killed him with a cryo round.
Yeah, I've definitely done cool off.
Oh, but with that, what killed the dinosaurs?
To meet you, what killed the dinosaurs? I'm fairly sure I've done what killed the dinosaurs.
I'm afraid my condition has left me cold to your pleas of mercy.
Nice.
The ice.
Ice to see you. Cool off. To see you, ice.
This is a cool town. I mean,
that's just a play on my ice to meet you, so I'm not really all right with that, Aaron.
Fair enough.
If I'm being honest.
Fair enough. I was going brute foresight with it.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
It's contemporary. I mean, it's contemporary several years ago, but fine.
I spy with my little eye a fucking loser.
Yeah, that's good.
Then you're plenty shit. Now you die.
Oh, I like it.
And then pulls the trigger. Wait.
Unconventional.
Oh, too late. Much like.
No, wait. Do a clone pun.
Much like your plastic cesspool, your plan is shit, now you die.
Do a clone pun like see you later, or sing double, or some shit like that.
Not control C, but control Z. No, not control V, but control Z. There we go.
Not paste, undo. John, sorry. Are you still thinking of clone puns?
Oh, it's a 5-minute workshop. Thanks, everyone.
Hang on. What if it's...
We're not copy, we undo.
We're not a brain trust for puns. Holy shit, that's exactly what we are. Just a bad one.
So you put 2 rounds in Paige. They go straight through him. And as he's in zero grav and he's magnetized to the floor, he doesn't move or drop to the floor. He just seemingly floats, but stuck to the ground. He doesn't move. And it's, again, with this discordant music slowly powering down, it's quite a haunting scene to behold, but also pleasing because he was a twat.